Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Brown and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tardabul. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tardabul steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tardabul scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Lachman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Dave McNally. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off O'Donohue, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lachman hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Larson reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Brown and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lachman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Lachman reaches second base with a double. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Donohue bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lachman moves to third. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix's now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Brandt moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jack Aker now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Boog Powell pinch hits for Dick Brown. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. John Orsino now catching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey pinch hits for Paul Blair. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.